All right. Well, good morning. I am not long-winded like my husband, so this should go pretty okay. So my name is Natalie Brooks. My life before Christ, I was born here in Illinois, in Arlington Heights. And my parents were both raised very Catholic. Their parents were both very Catholic. So by the time they started having kids, I was the firstborn. They wanted to try to raise their kids Catholic. So I grew up with a little bit of Catholic religion, probably till I was maybe 9-ish, if I had to guess. I did First Communion. I think that was the farthest step that I got. And I'm the oldest of three of us. And then they just slowly just stopped going. And as a young child, I remember believing in God. I saw him in nature and everything, and I definitely knew God was real. There was no denying it as a child. And then as I got into like the middle school years, the preteen years, we weren't going to church anymore. So I started becoming more rebellious in my beliefs. I had an aunt and a grandma who were very Catholic. And the way that I saw it through them as I got older was I just thought church and religion was very ritualistic and laws. So that's what I thought God was. I thought he was very condemning and judging. So I steered away from church and religion at that point and just lived life for myself. And then I met my husband when I was a senior in high school. We dated on and off a little bit. He was at that point in the military in his first year at Great Lakes, and we had met through some mutual friends. So we dated a little bit, got to know each other, but then the military sent him to North Carolina. I think we tried long distance for like a week maybe. And then we're like, you know what? We'll just stay friends. Like, you're in the military. I'm still in high school. So we just remained friends. We would still talk often. Got to still know each other as friends. And then fast forward 8 months, I was now in college in Michigan, and I coaxed him into coming to drive from North Carolina to come visit me. I'm like, you should come visit me, kind of joking, but he decided to come visit me. So he drove, visited me. He was just there for a very short weekend. I think pretty much just all of Saturday was what we spent together. That's when I fell in love with him. I think for him, it was love at first sight. For me, that was when I was like, oh, I really love this guy. I actually drove back with him, spent a week in the military barracks illegally with him. But really decided like this, I really like this guy. This is who I really want to be with. And then fast forward, maybe I think a month later, he deployed to Afghanistan, and, we dated most of the time he was there. It was in the last 2 months that, he broke up with me. It was somewhat mutual, but most of his guy friends either had girlfriends or wives, and some of them were cheating on them or suspicious. So they were talking in his ear, you know, all women are like this, I'm sure. So he just was like, you know, you're in college and I'm in the military. We're just at two different points in our lives. So we broke up for the last 2 months, and I was really sad because I really, really liked him. But then when he came back and was back in the States, I think we were over texting. We got decided to be back together. And then, so a week after he got back, I flew to North Carolina. We spent time together, decided we wanted to get married. And we rushed it. Well, one, we were in love, but in the military, you couldn't live in your own house unless you were married. So we thought, well, let's get married so we can actually be together. So that summer, I let my parents know. I think they met him once, maybe twice. So they didn't really know him. They knew of him, but we weren't really dating too much. When I was still in high school, we were just friends. So I didn't really talk to them much about him. I was kind of private in my boy life to my parents. So they knew I was, you know, in love with this man. So I told them I, you know, didn't want to go to college anymore, wanted to move out there with him. Being the firstborn and growing up here in the North, it's a little different than in the South, where his parents were very welcoming. Both of his sisters got married very young. I was freaked out to tell my parents. I mean, even just telling them, you know, we were engaged, they were very, are you sure? So So that summer I spent going back and forth and we were looking for houses. And by the end of the summer, we found a house. We got married in June, like a couple weeks after he got back. I did not tell my parents we got married. But that summer we were engaged and looking for houses. I was going back and forth, found the house, moved out. And then in October that year, I was like, okay, I've been living here. We've been together. They get it. Let's say we're getting married today. So I told them, okay, we're getting married, even though we had been married for 4 months. So my mom was a little hurt. Like, don't you at least want to invite us? Like, I know we live far, but at least an invite would be nice. That'd be thoughtful. Little did she know I was already married. We weren't really getting married. So as the months went on into our marriage, it seemed to like be getting a little harder. That honeymoon phase was a dream in my head. And I always thought we were a fairy tale couple. My college roommates would always be like, oh, you guys are so cute. Cause you know, I'm in love with this military guy who's deployed and he loves you so much. So I didn't see for a while that we were arguing a lot. My sister came to visit once, my younger sister, and she was mentioned to me once like, wow, you guys argue a lot. And I was like, no, like we're perfect, this perfect little couple. But then when she said that, my eyes were open and I'm like, oh, wow, we are arguing a lot. We got married really young. And so I wanted to get the last word in arguments. And little did I know he was dealing with PTSD and he had high anxiety about the silliest little things. And I just didn't understand that. I know I heard him share with you, like, we were smoking buddies and we smoked together a lot, but he just became more and more dependent. It wasn't like this fun thing we did at the end of the day. And so that was hard to watch. And so, you know, he did try stopping for a few days and I was just like, it was like hell on earth, it felt like. So I was like, you should smoke again. And then, you know, we realized there were problems and issues. He went to try to seek help. And it was just really hard. And being there, I had no family, not many friends because it was a military town. So people were getting divorced and going back home or getting orders for somewhere else. So I really didn't have many people in my life. But God, actually, the house he put us in on our little cul-de-sac, our neighbors to the left and our neighbors skip one house to the right were both God-fearing Christians. So I definitely know that was a seed planted there, looking back before, you know, I came to Christ. So he was, you know, trying to get help. And I must have reached out to my mom several times just saying, like, it's so hard. I don't have anybody here. So she had mentioned, why don't you try to find a church? It's a good community to have. You know, you'll find good friends at church. So I was like, okay, like I'm desperate. The club scene wasn't, you know, bearing me friends. So I started checking out different churches, looking for friends. That was my main goal. And, I went to one church and I started hearing the gospel message and I was just like, this is who God is. God sent Jesus for me. I am, like, it was just, my eyes were starting to open. My heart was starting to soften. And then when I went to the church, a second church, and then they offered an altar call. That was the final piece of the puzzle that I was like, this is that empty spot in my heart that needed to be filled. It wasn't friends that I needed. It was Jesus. So they offered that altar call and I was like, me, I need Jesus. I grew up thinking I was a good person. I was the oldest child, so I like to follow rules for the most part, you know, and, you know, not offend anybody and be what I thought was a good example. But I realized right then I'm not, I'm broken. I'm a sinner. I'm lost. And I knew that Jesus was who I needed. So I gave my life to him right then. And I went home and I told Eric, I'm like, you need Jesus. I'm like, I just had that joy. I was on cloud nine. And I'm like, I just assumed he would have seen it in me. Like, you just need this. But he didn't listen right away. He would come with me to church every now and again. But it was hard thinking, what's my life going to be like living on this narrow road while he's going down this road? And a lot of women in the church, there were some women who didn't, their husbands weren't in the church, and they gave me scripture, you know, from First Peter and how to live and minister as a wife. And so I did the best I could. It was hard at times, but I did the best I could. And, after 6 months of him coming with on and off, he ended up giving his life to Christ, which was a miracle because I really wasn't, I mean, I was praying for it, but I guess I had the faith of a mustard seed. I had enough faith, because I didn't know what was going to happen. So that was a miracle. You know, he got saved, got miraculously healed of his PTSD and all his addictions. And, you know, God just planted us together, to, you know, grow forward in Christ. And, let's see. Yeah, I mean, even being a young parent, and I got saved when I was 8 months pregnant with my second son, and it was just this huge revelation of my life is not so hard anymore because I can lean on God for anything, for any little problem. I had a sick baby. I didn't have to stress as much about it because I could lean on the God who created him. And, you know, just have that trust in him that everything is in his hands. So this to me was just like, life just seemed so much more relaxed. Even though life was still hard, it was just, there was the peace, the sense of peace that was not from earth. And so I knew I never wanted to leave that path. So, as I come for membership today, I'd like to say that Jesus Christ is my rock and my anchor. I depend on him for everything. My life revolves around him. And my verse that I always like to lean on is 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control.